welcome to the Sports Spotlight here on Indy's Giant 90.9. Owen Pulley, Maxwell Gilley, and Garrett Burkle. We're filling out brackets today. It's March Madness Day. And it's a great day because March Madness is starting. Like I said, Owen Pulley, Max Gilley, Garrett Burkle. How are you gentlemen doing this morning?
It is a great day because it's March Madness, finally. I know we had the first four games with the 11 and the 16 seeds that get you prepared, but now it is time for the real deal. Tournament starting. I think it starts around noonish. So
first games are at noon.
Yep, it's going to be a fun one. This is a really, by the way, this is a really difficult tournament to figure out who's going to win. There are so many great teams in it this year. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too. It's one of the best times of year for sure. March Madness, obviously, it's great. I'm really excited to see where my Boilermakers end up.
Always going with the Boilermakers. But we're going to fill out the bracket here, and let's get right into it. This is the WBDG. We'll go with a majority vote. Two-thirds vote will get the pick in the draft. So, obviously, we're going to start off with in the South, Alabama and Texas A&M Corpus Christi. I think that's pretty obvious there. We're going to go with...
Shout out Texas A&M Corpus Christi's head coach, former Purdue assistant, Steve Lutz.
So, we're going to go with Alabama anyway because Alabama... The overall one seed in the tournament, the heavy favorite. Next up, Maryland and West Virginia.
That one was a really difficult one for me to choose. In my bracket, I had West Virginia. I was just guessing from a coaching perspective. But, Maryland has been somewhat decent this year.
I'd say West Virginia just because they play in the harder conference.
Yeah, the Big 12 is very hard, and Big 10 teams notoriously not great in the tournament. Yeah. So I am going to go with West Virginia as well, so... With the vote there, West Virginia takes that one. San Diego State and Charleston. It's a 12-5 game. Charleston, 31-3 on the season. San Diego State, notoriously not good in March Madness either.
No, I'm telling you guys, watch out for Charleston. They could be making a bit of a run. They could be the Cinderella story. I would for sure pick them to win this one over San Diego State.
I am as well.
Yeah, that's who I had as well.
So we're putting them in. And Furman, or Virginia and Furman, 4-13. A lot of people are taking Furman in this game. But do you take the 12-5 upset and the 13-4 upset in the same pool?
That's the thing. Because I think Charleston's going to win, I don't think we can have back-to-back. That's the reason I would take Virginia. I expect it to be actually somewhat competitive. I just think Virginia will have more experience and they would be the ones to get the win.
Yeah, I think Virginia as well.
Yeah, it's the UVA.
Creighton and NC State 6-11 matchup. Both teams 20 win teams. 21-12 is Creighton, 23-10 NC State. This is a good toss up.
I had Creighton the Elite Eight. Yeah. I think Creighton, when their guards are on and they have a good big man inside, I think Creighton is one of the best teams in the country.
Creighton is one of those teams every single year that you will be like, how in the world did they make it as far as they did? How in the world are they always in this tournament each and every single year? I trust them to do well in March, so I have them winning that one.
Baylor versus University of California, Santa Barbara, a.k.a. known as UCSB, with the greatest mascot, Gaucho.
As much as I want to pick the Gauchos, I have to go with Baylor. Do I trust Baylor to make a run? Absolutely not.
What, the 2021 champs?
Yeah, that's not going to happen again in 2023. All I'm going to say is I just cannot see UC Santa Barbara getting the upset. I really can't.
Mizzou and Utah State, the 7-10 of the South bracket.
Got to go with Mizzou.
I agree with Max there. Missouri has a top 10 offense in the country, according to KenPom, so give me the Tigers in that one.
Oh, you're a KenPom guy.
Yeah.
2-15, Arizona and Princeton. We've had a 15 over a 2 in the past 2 years, one making the Sweet 16, and Oral Roberts is actually in this tournament. And St. Peter's making the Elite Eight, but I think that Arizona is going to down the Ivy League champs.
Yeah, I'd imagine, yeah.
Arizona, one of those favorites to possibly win the tournament.
I can understand that. There's a reason why they're a number two seed. There's a reason why they've been successful this year. I had them going far. I don't have them making it all the way.
So Purdue and Farley Dickinson. I think
Farley Dickinson's not that bad, man. They looked really good yesterday.
Yeah, they're way too confident, though. That's the thing. I mean, confidence is important, but you don't go in the locker room saying, essentially, they're going to easily beat Purdue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't get Purdue bulletin board material. That is why Purdue should get the win there.
Yep. Memphis and Florida Atlantic.
I'd say Memphis. I could see it going either way, though.
I chose FAU. I agree with you. It can go either way. I just think FAU has been underrated this season. There's a reason why they were top 20 in the AP poll. There's a reason why they only have three losses. Yes, I know they're in Conference USA, but they still have looked impressive. And it seems like every single time we trust Memphis to do somewhat decent in this tournament, they always end up losing the first round.
I 100% agree with you,
Max.
That's
true, yeah.
Duke and Oral Roberts. A lot of people have taken Oral Roberts over Duke in this game.
Duke is an interesting choice. I'm going with Duke. I'm going to go with experience. I just cannot see a Duke team. Yes, I know Coach K is not the coach anymore. I just cannot, in any right mind, take Duke to lose. And this is someone who roots against Duke. I just cannot see them getting a first-round exit.
Yeah, you can never count against Duke in the tournament. I mean, it's like the girls' basketball team of Ben Davis. I mean, like you said, not under Coach K anymore, but when you're in a team like that and had a storied coach like that, you can never count him out. Because, I mean, Coach K knew his way around a tournament. And those guys that have played under Coach K that are still on the roster, they know how to play in March. Tennessee and Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana. Tennessee, I have them going, in one of my brackets, I have them going to the Final Four.
Biggest
that,
thing
that is crazy out of that region, Owen.
Biggest thing with Tennessee is that one of their biggest stars is out. That is one of the reasons why I picked Louisiana with an upset in this one. That may just be me. If you guys want to go Tennessee, that's you. But just in my opinion,
I don't think
watch out for the Raging Cajuns.
My fault. Well, I don't think Tennessee's that great, to be honest. And I've thought that all year. I thought they were pretty overrated most of the entire year. They beat Alabama at home, but other than that, they don't have that really big win that stands out to me. They lost to Kentucky twice. To at least to me, they seem like frauds. But and Rick Barnes is like Matt Painter in March. Come March time, they kind of collapse in on themselves. So again, I don't really expect Tennessee to do that much, make that much noise in the tournament.
So are you taking Louisiana or Tennessee?
I'm taking Tennessee, but I think Duke will beat them in the round of 32.
Pencil them in there. Kentucky and Providence. Kentucky pretty hot on the late streak on WBDGFM HD1 Indianapolis.
I know it's been a common pick to pick against Kentucky this year because truly, if we were basing this off of like a month and a half to 2 months ago, I would have totally said, hey, Kentucky, they're going to absolutely get a first-round exit. But they have been doing really well as of late. Coach Calipari clearly knows what it takes to do somewhat decent in this tournament, not as of late, but I do expect them to beat Providence.
Providence's best player, Bryce Hopkins, is a transfer from Kentucky, so watch out for that.
Kansas State and Montana State, the 3 and the 14. Kansas State coming into this at 23-9.
Yeah, I cannot in any good faith choose Montana State to get the win there. I'm going with Kansas State.
Yeah, I think they're a pretty heavy favorite. Overall, obviously when you get a 3 and 14 seed, it's like that. They're the Michigan State and USC as the 7 and the 10.
Michigan State calling it right now, upset, the collapse. I cannot trust a Big Ten team to make it that far. That's why I'm going to go with the upset.
Garrett?
I have Sparty. I think Sparty's guard play is pretty good, so I had Sparty in that game.
I did as well.
I could see it going either way, though, to back his point. So
Marquette and Vermont. Marquette. One of the another one of the heavy favorites.
They are looking real hot right now. I would 100% be going with Marquette. I have them going far.
Yep, I have Marquette as well. I think their coach, Saka Smart, is also a very good head coach. And people say that he couldn't coach in March at Texas, which is interesting. But at the same time, he made the first four to the Final Four with VCU in 2011, so I don't think that's a good argument either. So I expect a big March out of Coach Smart.
The next 1-16, Houston and Northern Kentucky. I know Garrett, a big Northern Kentucky fan.
I do like Northern Kentucky. No one wants to see them in the first round. So give me my Northern Kentucky Norths, at least in my fan bracket.
As much as I would like to pick against Houston, because I've been saying that they're overrated all season long, I have to be realistic, and I cannot, in any good faith, pick Northern Kentucky to win. Shout out to them winning the Horizon League, though.
Iowa and Auburn. I'm going with Auburn. I just don't like Frank McCaffrey.
Yeah, I'm going with Auburn, too.
I had Iowa. I think Chris Murray is still one of the best players in the country, like him or not. So
that was truly one of the most difficult ones for me to predict, though. I essentially almost had to do a coin toss, and that is why I had to take Auburn.
I could see Iowa and IU making the Sweet 16, part three of their games this year.
We could. Miami and Drake. I'm going to take Miami. I mean, they made a TikTok Bleacher Report, I believe, posted it, but it was from Miami, and they were talking about all their stats of having like a possible – they had a wooden candidate in the ACC Player of the Year. I mean, co-ACC champs. They have a lot of good things going for them.
Miami's looking good. I have heard about an injury there that could hinder them, but I got to go with Miami in this one over Drake.
Yep, I agree.
Indiana and Kent State. I got the Hoosiers. I just think that they've been not playing fantastic lately, but I mean, I think it's going to be enough to get over the Golden Eagles.
The biggest thing with Kent State, now I will admit I am someone who roots for the MAC as much as possible. I'm picking IU there, but I'm warning IU fans, it's not going to be a huge win. It's still going to have to be a fight throughout some of it. So don't be surprised if you see Kent State be competitive.
Iowa State and Pitt there. Pitt coming out over Mississippi State in the Midwest first four, taking on the sixth seed of Iowa State.
Iowa State is the one I was picking there. I mean, we saw that Pitt got the win. I just cannot see them making it that far. I mean, I don't think they were nearly as competitive in the ACC this year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So we're going to go with Iowa State over Pitt. Xavier and Kennesaw State.
Kennesaw State, I mean, congratulations on making the tournament. I got to go with Xavier there, but I mean, no one really saw them making it out of the Sun Belt, so congrats to them, but Xavier with the win.
I got Xavier, too.
Texas A&M and Penn State, another Big Ten SEC matchup. Not in the Big 12 anymore at Texas A&M.
There are a lot of people who are very high on Penn State, but I'm going Texas A&M. I'm going the opposite crowd.
I'm going Penn State. They got really good guard play. I think Jalen Picketer is gonna get them a couple tournament wins. I expect them to be in the Sweet 16.
Another Big Ten team in March. I don't like seeing Big Ten teams in March. I want to see them do well, but I just can't see them doing well. So I'm going Texas A&M.
I'm gonna be really mad if Penn State ends up making a run.
Texas and Colgate. The toothbrushes or the toothpaste.
I so bad wanted to pick Colgate, but I got to be realistic. I had to go with Texas. I actually have Texas making it far in this tournament.
I think Texas is the hottest team in the country, so I expect Texas in that game by double digits.
Kansas and Howard. Howard has a cool mascot, but so does Kansas.
Jayhawks all the way.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Arkansas and Illinois.
I got the Razorbacks.
Can we trust Illinois at all? What have they shown? I still don't know why they made the tournament. So, no, I'm going Arkansas.
I agree with you there.
Woo pig suey. St. Mary's and VCU. VCU, one of my favorite mascots in the tournament as well. I'm just going mascot picks.
I'm telling you, St. Mary's, the Gales are going to make a collapse. I'm calling VCU with the upset.
I have VCU as well.
VCU advancing UConn and Iona.
I know Rick Pitino's at Iona. I know they ended up making the tournament last year, but I do not think Pitino will be enough to defeat UConn. Give me the Huskies.
Yep, Huskies.
TCU, Arizona State, who Arizona State, I mean, they absolutely demolished Nevada last night.
I still don't believe Nevada should have even been competing there. That's why Arizona State gets the win, but I did not expect Arizona State to get the upset.
Yeah, I got it. I agree with Max there.
TCU,
mm-hmm.
Gonzaga, and Grand Canyon.
Much as I think it'd be funny to see Gonzaga lose in the first round, I got to be realistic again. I'm going Gonzaga.
Zags.
The Zags advancing. Northwestern and Boise State. I took Northwestern in this game.
I did as well. Northwestern has shown that they are a very good team this year. They have some good players.
All right, UCLA. Oh, my bad.
No, sorry. I just was to say I have the Wildcats as well.
UCLA and UNC Asheville, the final game of the first round.
Congrats to UNC Asheville for making the tournament. I think this was the first time they've made it, but we got to be realistic. They're not going
to
win.
So, according to the Sports Valley, the reign of 15 seeds advancing is over.
Yep.
For the past two seasons.
Yeah.
It ends this year.
The round of 32 now for us, Alabama and West Virginia.
Bama, all the way.
Yeah, Bama.
Bama is really, really good this year. There's a reason why they're the overall number one seed, and Virginia is going to be lucky to beat Maryland.
And played in Birmingham as well.
Oh, that helps as well.
Charleston and Virginia.
We just don't trust Virginia. I got to go with Charleston there. There's a chance that they end up Virginia losing in the first round. I just have no confidence really in them.
I had UVA in that game, but to your point, I think Charleston could see it go either way.
I'm just not a big fan of some of these teams I look at. I'm just like, I'm not a big fan of them in the tournament. So, and Virginia's one of them. Creighton and Baylor.
I don't trust Baylor enough to make it that far. I got to go Creighton with this one.
Totally agree, Creighton.
Creighton. Missouri and Arizona.
This one is a toss-up. I'm going to go with Arizona. I'm really high on Arizona, but don't be surprised if Missouri can end up getting that upset.
Again, Missouri can score a lot of points, but I agree. I would say Arizona is too much for him at the end.
Purdue and Florida Atlantic.
See, if it was Memphis, if Memphis would have won, I would have been more worried for Purdue, but I think Purdue can handle FAU.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and Garrett's always going to say Purdue. Will you have them as your champion, Garrett?
No.
No?
See, I don't pick them out of the Sweet 16.
Oh, all right.
Well, he's realistic.
I guess
this year I did because I had Purdue Duke in the Sweet 16, and Purdue had beat them already this year by 19 points, so I was like, I'll take Purdue.
Yeah. Duke and Tennessee.
I got to go with Duke in that one. Again, injuries for Tennessee are going to start piling up on them, so that is why I have Duke getting the win.
Yeah, I think Duke is the safe pick in this game. Kentucky and Kansas State.
This is a really tough one. I want to pick Kentucky, but I understand they've been hot as of late. I just can't see them truly making it that far into this tournament with that group. They have some talent. They just don't play well together. So I'm going Kansas State.
I have KSU, too.
So all right. Apologies to Kyle. I know he will be so sad.
What's he up to, Garrett?
Sleeping.
All right, Michigan State and Marquette.
Gonna go with, like I said, I'm high on Marquette. I'm going Marquette.
Yeah, Marquette. All
right. Auburn, or Houston and Auburn.
So, I know there are some crazy people who think this is when Houston is gonna get the exit. I'm not going that far. Give me
Houston.
So
you're not crazy?
No, I'm not crazy.
Houston.
Miami and Indiana. I had Miami.
I had Miami, too. I mean, this isn't anything against IU. It's just I do not trust them to make a run in this tournament this year.
If they play on like they did at Purdue, I think they can make a Final Four run. But if they play like they did the following game, like against Iowa at home, they're in trouble. So Jalen, it just depends.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. They have one good game and then immediately collapse afterwards.
Yeah.
All right, Iowa State and Xavier.
That one, I'm going with Xavier there. I mean,
yeah, Xavier.
I know Iowa State's in the Big 12, but I don't see them being able to get that upset.
Texas A&M and Texas.
I got to go with Texas there. Texas A&M's head coach is no longer going to be part of the program, so got to go Texas.
I think Texas, a team from Texas is going to win that game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely be a team from Texas. Kansas and Arkansas.
I got to go with the better Kansas. I'm going with Kansas.
Not Arkansas?
No.
Yeah, I'm going with Kansas as well.
I think I had Kansas. I had Kansas winning it in one of my brackets. I think one or two of my brackets. I'm pretty high on Kansas this year. VCU and UConn.
Yeah, I think this is the end of the road for VCU. I'm going UConn.
Yeah, I agree. Huskies.
TCU Gonzaga.
I got to go with Gonzaga in this one. Drew Timmy is the real deal.
Yep, I totally agree with that.
All right, and Northwestern and UCLA.
Well, Northwestern, it's been an honor and privilege to represent the Big Ten. I'm going UCLA.
I think that's a safe pick there. All right, the Sweet 16, Alabama and Charleston.
Charleston, I've enjoyed getting to see you this year, Alabama.
Yeah, I think when you take a team like Charleston and face them up against a team like Alabama, it's not going to go well for Charleston. But this is March. Could see something happen. Creighton and Arizona.
This one, I got to go with Arizona. I'm really high on them to be competitive. I just cannot see Creighton making it that far. That's usually what happens. Creighton usually makes the Sweet 16 and then collapses.
I had Creighton to the Elite Eight.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. They definitely could lose, you know, earlier rounds. But, yeah, I did have Creighton there. But
Purdue,
I could see it go either way.
Purdue and Duke.
I'm going to take Purdue just because they beat Duke on a neutral floor. I get it was in November, but they beat them by 19. And you can't tell me the Duke's now 19 points better than Purdue since the time they met in November. So I'm going to take Purdue in that game.
This is the moment, I think, where Purdue's going to end up making their March collapse. I got to go with Duke in this one. It's not because Duke is better. I'd say it's a Purdue loss.
That's
and
fair.
Not a Duke win.
See, I think that this is... I agree with you both. I think this is where Purdue's collapse starts, but I don't think it's where it ends. So I think it's going to be a close game, but I think that Purdue is going to squeak out a win.
You don't know how happy I would be to see Purdue beat Duke, so I'm glad just that Purdue in our bracket gets the win.
All right. Kansas State and Marquette.
Well, like I said, I'm high in Marquette. I had them go into the Final Four in my bracket, so Kansas State, goodbye.
I actually had Kansas State. I think, I don't know, I just think them playing in the tougher conference is going to help them out, and I did have them over Marquette, but again, I could obviously see Marquette winning that game, so yeah.
Yeah, I think Marquette is going to be the better team. I think they could possibly be the best team in the East. All right, Houston and Miami. I think that Miami shows that they're the better team, and I know Max is very not high on Houston.
This is not where it's going to end the line, though, for Houston. They're gonna squeak by and get the win. I just can't see Miami continuously being able to keep winning.
I agree with Max there.
All right, Houston. All right, Xavier and Texas.
Now, I know some people have Xavier making the Final Four. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take Texas in this one. I think Texas is truly going to be very competitive in this tournament.
Yep, I agree.
Texas?
Yep.
All right. All right, Kansas and UConn.
There's no way UConn gets the upset there. I still don't know how UConn has made it this far just because they have somewhat of a weaker side, so I'm going Kansas.
I'm calling it, man. I got UConn for a couple reasons. Number one, we still don't know what's clear on Bill Self. I'm not sure if he's coaching the tournament. I have not read up on it, but again, I'm still not 100% sure from the last time I checked. The number two reason is even if I think Kansas is a great basketball team, you know, I know you don't have your head coach, but you still shouldn't lose by 20 points to Texas in a conference game, in a conference title game. I get it's not, you know, I'm sure they didn't play their best basketball, but at the same time, losing by 20 to Texas is just wasn't a good sign. So I actually have UConn in that game. But again, if it ends up going Kansas, I wouldn't be, you know, in shock or anything like that.
I think Kansas is the better overall team in this game.
I
mean, there's a reason why they're one seed. So I'm going to take the Jayhawks. All right, Gonzaga and UCLA.
This one was a really difficult one, but I had to go with Gonzaga in this one.
I agree, because UCLA lost one of their best players. He's out for the season, so I did have Zags in that game.
All right, let's see how chalk our bracket is right now. So we have number one Alabama, number two Arizona, number one Purdue, number two Marquette, number one Houston, number two Texas, number one Kansas, number three Gonzaga.
Wow, a lot of upsets.
That was not the goal, but
I don't know. I think the higher seeds are better for a reason. I've always thought that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Alabama and Arizona.
Gotta go with Bama there. Bama is really good. Arizona has shown some talent. I just can't really see someone being able to stop Alabama.
Yeah, I think that Alabama is just, I've said it like once or twice already on the show, there's a reason why they are one seed. They're just are the one seed. Like, you know, they're just that good right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Purdue and Marquette. I said this is where the Purdue run is over.
There's no way that Purdue can make a Final Four. There's just some curse. Something happens with Coach Painter that prevents his team from making the Final Four. This is the end of the road.
We beat Marquette at Mackey by 5, but I don't know.
Well, this is not Mackey, Garrett.
That's true, but again, I don't know.
So you think that Purdue's going to really make the Final Four?
No. I think Kansas State's going to beat Marquette, so I actually didn't have either of these teams coming out of the region. But I don't know. Could I see Purdue beating Marquette again? Yes. But again, I don't think either of those teams will be alive come Elite Eight. Actually, I do. I think Purdue will be, but I don't think Marquette will be. So I had Kansas State in that bracket.
So you had Purdue beating Kansas State?
I'll have Marquette or Kansas State beating Purdue.
Kansas State to the Final Four.
Yeah, Kansas State Final Four.
All right. Houston and Texas.
Well, Houston, this is the end of the road. You're not going to get to compete in a Final Four in Houston. Give me Texas.
I had Texas as well.
And Kansas and Gonzaga.
Like I said, I'm really high on Kansas. I got to go with them getting the win.
Garrett?
I agree.
See, I think that Gonzaga is one of those teams that they just managed to make it to the Final Four. Like, no matter how poorly they do in the tournament, if they barely get wins or if they get wins, you know, they managed to make it to the Final Four. But I think you guys are going with Kansas. I think Kansas could win this game. I think they will. But, yeah. So, Kansas to the Final Four, Alabama and Marquette.
That one, I got to go with Alabama. The miracle run for Marquette. I say miracle run. I know they're a number two seed, but, I mean, starting the season, how many people would have seen Marquette being a two seed? I don't think it was that many people. Give me Alabama.
Garrett?
Yeah, Bama in that game as
Alabama.
Well.
Alabama to the championship there. Texas and Kansas.
I like I said, I've been high on Kansas since we started this bracket. I've been high on them all this season. I know if Bill Self isn't there, that could cause some issues, but I'm still going Kansas.
I think Kansas as well.
I had Texas.
You had Texas?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I just think that, I mean, Kansas, they were last year's national champs. I think that they have a good chance to be this year's national champs as well.
That's fair.
And again, right, Here's the thing. I'm not doing this just because they were the national champions this year. I mean, throughout the regular season, it seems like Kansas has been the best team.
All right, and Alabama and Kansas.
In my bracket, I had Kansas getting the win, so that's what I'm going to go with.
Go Bama.
You're going to go Bama? All right.
So you have the ultimate choice, Owen Pulley.
This is the difference between Warren Buffett's $1 billion and nothing. Right here.
Yeah, we got to split it, though.
This pick right here.
Don't screw it up, because it'll be your fault.
Back-to-back champs.
Interesting.
Cap.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be perfect by the end of the second round when Kansas gets eliminated by Arkansas.
I'm going to be so mad if Kansas gets out so early.
Bill Self's not
going
to coach. They're going to lose to the 16 seed. It's over, I fear.
No. They're going to lose to Howard.
And Howard, just like that, that's why we make multiple brackets, one chaos and one normal, is then to see which one will be better.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of hope on Kansas.
I'm just looking at it like right now on how there's no, we had no 15 seeds beating. I think if there's going to be one.
It's only happened 10 times in the tournament's history.
I know.
And the only reason we're talking about it is because of recent biasness towards it.
I know. But if there's going to be one, if we had to pick one, Princeton over Arizona.
You think so?
That's my pick. That's my pick. But don't count out Colgate over Texas.
Colgate's made the tournament like 4 or 5 years in a row.
I know.
Like I said, I wanted to pick Colgate so bad. There was something about Texas. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I think actually now looking at it, I think that if there's going to be a 15 upset, it's going to be Colgate.
I really hope
Texas
that,
is too good, though.
I really hope that doesn't happen just because selfishly it's going to kill my bracket.
If it was Colgate and Zona, I would actually maybe pick Colgate over Arizona. But I think Texas is too good.
All right. So now we look at Alabama, Marquette, Texas, Kansas. Now we have Alabama, Kansas, and Kansas winning the national championship. So thanks for joining us today on this episode where we fill out our brackets. And, Max, any final words?
It's been a crazy, crazy sports week so far. I know. If you wanted to come here and hear about the NFL when we get back from spring break, because I guarantee you there's going to be a whole lot more news. We'll make an episode exclusively for that.
Yeah, Rodgers to the Jets.
That's crazy. I still can't believe it. Zeke is out of Cowboys, so it's crazy so far. But,
my final statement is a boiler up, hammer down.
Boiler up, hammer down. Always got to go with that. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Sports Spotlight, Owen Pulley, Max Gilley, and Garrett Burgle, and he's Giant 90.9.
Giants lead 2-1 on bottom of the fifth. There's the hit. Lewis runs to first base. He looks like he just ran a marathon.
Speaking of marathon, WBDG is having their 57th radio marathon May 5th through the 6th.
What are you talking about, man? Just analyze the game.
Speaking of talking, WBDG will be talking to guests and playing music.
Enough of this marathon. Call the game.
That reminds me, you can call at 317-244-9234 to request music for the marathon. And don't worry, they'll be playing 40 straight hours of it, so you can request at any time.
This is the championship game. Focus on the game.
Sorry, I got distracted.
Good. Now then, Giants lead 2-1, and it seems like they're going to win the grand prize.
On the topic of prizes,
oh no,
WBDG's 57th marathon will be giving out 40 prizes. All you have to do is call in at our prize line.
Stop distracting me. I already forgot what happened.
Oh, sorry.
Let's just get back to the game.